Cytogenetic studies have proven to be extremely valuable to identify genes involved in cancer and to classify various tumours. Some cancers share recurrent and specific chromosomal aberrations. In some cases, cytogenetics can be used to determine the stage of carcinogenesis, determine prognosis and response to treatment. This is especially relevant for leukemias and lymphomas. Chronic myeloid leukemia, or CML, accounts for approximately 15% of adult leukemia and is a rare example of cancer arising following a single mutation. In all cases of CML, there is a fusion of two genes, ABL on chromosome 9 and BCR on chromosome 22. 95% of CML cases arise due to a reciprocal translocation between these two chromosomes, which leads to the creation of a novel fusion gene, BCR-ABL, which possesses oncogenic activity. This derivative chromosome is often referred to as the Philadelphia chromosome. We can use FISH to determine whether the translocation is present by labeling the ABL gene in red, the BCR gene in green, and in this example, a control probe in aqua is located near the ABL gene. In the normal situation, you would expect the ABL and the control probes to be in close proximity and separated from the BCR probe. However, if a translocation has occurred, we would expect the ABL and the genes to become fused. As CML progresses, it becomes increasingly aggressive. This progression is often associated with additional chromosomal changes. In a different form of leukemia, acute myeloid leukemia or AML, various chromosome translocations can be identified, and they can be used to provide useful prognostic information. For example, patients with an 821 translocation tend to have a good response to therapy and often exhibit complete remission. However, patients with a 69 translocation have an intermediate outlook, and patients with a 922 translocation have a very poor outlook.